25 past 10, back to Trent Bridge now, because it's a week today that the Ashes visits Trent Bridge. England take on Australia. Nigel Bell's there with some important people.
Yeah, it's the calm before the storm, really, before those Aussies arrive, filling their plastic pint pots with amber nectar. And, of course, the eyes of the cricketing world will be on Nottinghamshire, so a great chance to promote Trent Bridge, Nottinghamshire Cricket Club, and cricket in general. Michael Temple, your head of marketing here, sprucing up the place. Still, we spotted a man with a paint pot and a brush just before.
Yeah, this is the final touches. Hopefully most of the hard work's done, but it's those little things that make a difference. We've seen the guys installing the plant pots, cleaning the windows, sweeping the pavements, and making sure that Trent Bridge is looking its best to welcome the world on Wednesday.
It is the world. It is not just the UK television. The television cameras are already here. I've spotted our Kirsty Edwards from East Midlands today talking to Steve Burks, the groundsman, over in the distance. But even bigger than East Midlands today, if you can get bigger than that, because it is the world's eyes on here. How important is that?
Yeah, I mean, 500 million people watched our World T20 semi-final in 2009, and we'll be there or thereabouts again with a...
500 million?
Yeah, huge numbers. And, you know, a game of this magnitude obviously promotes Trent Bridge, but also the city and the county to the world. And those sort of figures, viewing figures, only occur with global sporting events. And this truly is a global sporting event taking place in Nottingham.
So many cameras. Do you have to make sort of, extra sort of... areas for to put them?
Well, Sky are very well resourced, very well managed, as you guys are no doubt aware, and they actually take care of themselves. It's the biggest broadcast operation here, but they're so self-sufficient that we barely hear a whisper. But the technology and the cameras that they have in place mean that, you know, nothing can happen on the outfield without them spotting it.
And in terms of what you do, you know, during the days of the Test match to promote the county, to promote Nottinghamshire cricket and the county and in general, what do you do? Do you just have to let the cricket do the talking, or is there something else you can do?
There's lots that we can do. We've had a partnership with Experience Nottinghamshire and the three local councils, City, County and Rushcliffe, to really make sure that everybody can share in the success that we've had. We had a lot of support from those bodies in trying to win these matches. It's very important in the delivery that we reflect well on the work they're trying to do. Hopefully you've seen the city dressing and the lamppost banners around Trent Bridge. There's some websites been established to ensure that visitors know where to stay, where to eat, where to drink. And we want people to extend their stay, to spend a night in a Nottingham hotel, to take in the tourist attractions, and to help the regional economy to the tune of tens of millions, which is what our forecast is suggesting.
So good for the Notts economy. Good, hopefully, as well, for the future of cricket in Nottinghamshire. That's where Tracy Francis comes in, head of community. I mean, this is a national event, a world event. But how can it filter down to, you know, little Jimmy, who's watching on his telly thinking, I want to do that?
Well, we've developed a whole legacy programme, and what we wanted to do was make it real to the people of Nottingham, and for them to fulfil their own Ashes dreams. They may not be here in the ground, but certainly we've created this circus, really, for the Ashes to come to. But fundamentally for us, it's about young people being able to access Trent Bridge and feel that they're part of it. So a lot of the competitions, a lot of the tournaments that we've had, the prizes for actually winning those is to come to the Ashes as our matchday mascots.
And do you find a bit like Wimbledon, when it's there in the public glare, that, you know, more people will come into Trent Bridge saying, you know, I want to play cricket now?
Absolutely, and we're gearing up our cricket clubs. We have 155 cricket clubs in Nottinghamshire, so we're gearing those up. They're opening their clubhouses on the weekend of our Test match. If they've got Sky, they'll obviously be showing the Test match on their televisions, but they'll be theming their clubhouses for an Aussie-England weekend, so we'll have Bruce and Sheila matches and they'll have barbecues. The whole point of that, though, is to support their membership, but B, tell the community that the cricket club is there, so when they do get an influx of new members and new people wanting to come play cricket, they're ready for them.
And finally, it's not just about cricket, because we mentioned samba dancers at the start. Those samba dancers have been locally sourced.
Well, yes, we put a call out for volunteers. We've actually trained over 80 volunteers for the Ashes, and they'll be here to meet and greet. And what we really want to do is exceed people's expectations of us. So, you know, we're a welcoming city, a welcoming county, and we're ready. And so a number of volunteers are general volunteers, but in addition to that, we've put together a whole entertainment team. And one of the boxes that they ticked when they applied to be a volunteer was the activation team. 7 people applied for that, not knowing what it was. And actually, when they arrived, we told them we're going to turn you into a samba band. And so actually they've been trained 4 weeks ago. None of them can play the samba drums, and now we've got our resident Ashes samba band, and they will be here to entertain our crowds.
Brilliant stuff. Looking forward to that. Yep, this time next week, you'll be half an hour away. Can you believe that? From the first ball being bowled in the first Ashes Test of 2013. And there's going to be plenty of build-up here on BBC Radio Nottingham, Fran. Mark this for your listening diary. Next Tuesday, there's going to be a special Ashes pre-match programme presented by Robin Chipperfield between 6 and 7 in the evening. And you'll be listening, won't you, Fran?